Hello.
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 Hello. Hello Adorn presents
Jewelry and Stuff,
a podcast about jewelry
and almost everything else.
Here we are, episode 4 of Hello Adorn presents Jewelry and Stuff, the show where myself, Rich, and my co-host, Lo, talk about all things Hello Adorn, from jewelry to behind the scenes to the team and so much more. Today, big get today. Today, our guest is Kimmy Geer. Kimmy is many things to the Hello Adorn team, from marketing to strategy to design. She wears many, many, many hats. She also owns her own brand called Ski Like a Girl, which is really taking off right now and is also a fan favorite among the HA team. We get into Kimmy's meet cute with Hello Adorn from a few years ago and how she came to live that Hello Adorn life. We talk about some of her favorite pieces at the moment, some things she's into right now. We get into the origin of Ski Like a Girl and the whirlwind of a ski season that she's wrapping up as we speak. Plus, huge celebrity call out for a Ski Like a Girl recently. So who could that be? You're going to have to stick around to find out. We also play two of our favorite games, Tell or Defend, in which we make a guest tell a story based on our prompt, or we have them defend a hot take. And the take that she has to defend, you know, Lo and I are still shook. And the other game, Name That Piece, where we read Hello Adorn reviews and Kimmy has to guess which pieces of jewelry the review is talking about. So Kimmy never disappoints. We had lots of laughs, lots of fun, and learned a lot of new stuff. I learned some stuff I didn't know about her origin with Jess. And so, yeah, lots of good times were had. So without further delay, please enjoy Jewelry and Stuff with special guest Kimmy Geer. Okay, welcome back. Episode 4, Lo.
Here we are.
Here we are. What's happening? This is I'm pretty excited. This is one of our favorite people collectively.
Oh my goodness!
But we're
love
not
her.
Tip it.
We gave it away. It's a her.
Oh,
but no. I've said too much.
Start over. No, all right. But let's. How would you introduce this person? If our
guest today, we know her professionally as a social media guru, ace ad manager, creative idea generation machine. We know her as an entrepreneur. She's got a killer car. She skis like a girl. She's an hour behind. She's a Zoom call away. Should I go on? Do you know who I'm talking about yet? There's never...
The people know. The people must know.
Ever, the true fans know. There's never, ever a dull moment with this lively, lively Gemini. Like I said, she's a skier. She's a dog mom. She's a business owner. She's a very talented DIYer. She's introduced me to things like Delicata Squash, MGK, Machine Gun Kelly. I guess I should say that out loud because I didn't know who MGK was before.
No, don't worry. I think most people know that one. I, like you, was like, oh, really? That's how we're saying? Okay,
who is that?
Okay, but I think the rest of the world knows.
She's insanely driven. She's hugely inspirational, humbly artistic. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing to your ears, Kimmy Geer!
Kimmy Geer.
Wow.
Yeah. That was just, I mean, I can't imagine what that was like for you, Kimmy, but that was a fun intro to listen to. That was my
cheeks already hurt from smiling.
did you know, were you listening to that? Does that sum you up? Did I miss any like major holes? I'm sure. Kimmy Geer up in 30 seconds.
I mean, a strategy, I would also say a very strategic mind in all things. We're talking Hello Adorn. We're talking bigger picture. But yeah, wow. What else should go on there? You're not going to say more things, but there are more things.
No, I'm not saying anything more. That is how I just got introduced is me on my best day ever. So I'm going to leave it at that.
Do you like that Delicata Squash made it in there? This huge part of your life, Delicata Squash.
I kind of went down memory lane, you know, with you.
I don't have even the slightest idea what you guys are talking about.
Kimmy introduced me to Delicata Squash last fall. And for those of you who don't know, it's a squash. You can eat the skin.
Yeah.
And it's delicious. It gets like crispy. You cut it into these little mini moons. Kimmy prepared it for me. It was delicious. And that's like that's all I eat now.
A 20 minute, that's not healthy, Lou. You got to eat more things. like 20 minutes in the oven kind of deal? What are we talking about? Yeah.
20 minute roast.
Olive oil,
salt and pepper.
That's it.
So ready good. Good on anything, really. Good in anything. It's like kind of a very neutral flavor, but
yeah,
okay. A little sweet, a little crunchy with the skin on it. So good.
Kind of nutty. Oh,
we're
it's good.
Learning. We're already learning. Yeah. This thing's already paying out. This is crazy. All right. So pretty basic with where we want to start, but I thought it'd be great to get the tale of how Kimmy and Hello Adorn came to meet and then came to really be one. So I don't know really where that story starts, but I'm going to turn that over to you. Where did Hello Adorn come on your radar? And then how did this love story unfold?
So Jess years ago visited Bozeman because that's where she went to college. And I live in Bozeman. And she was on a trip with Adam and the girls and they were driving downtown. I think it was like a Sunday afternoon. And Heyday, which is a store that I worked at, was closed at the time. But Jess like snapped a photo and was like, I really want to check out that store. So she gave Heyday an Instagram follow.
And let's give Heyday a quick shout out, one of Hello Adorn's best retailers. And this is the part of that story too. But
totally
great store.
Yeah.
Check out heyday.com.
Where I spent my entire 20s working, which is cool. So I followed back and I was like, the owner at the time, Lisa, I was like, oh, look at this jewelry brand who followed us. And to put a date on it, I want to say 2016, probably when this happened, 2016, maybe 15. Anyways, we kind of were like Instagram buddies. I don't think we started carrying them for some time, but
one moment that brought us together was when Jess and Heyday both put out their Black Friday specials, and they were extremely similar. So I think we had put ours out maybe a little bit before, and just like fonts, colors, graphics, all that were very similar. And as a young designer, I was like, I feel like I need to say something about this. It feels, you know, like she had copied me. So, obviously very simple graphic design, but I reached out and I said, hey, like, I don't know what I want from this, but it looks like you copied, you know, part of our design. And
she messaged me back. And this is like, and now that I'm like close with Jess, like, this is so Jess to respond. She was like, yeah, I did. Like, I totally did. I'm not going to like even try to deny that. I love your design. I just recently lost my mom and she helped me with my design work. And can I hire you? That was her response.
Incredible.
It's just like,
I'm floored.
From the early,
I did not know this.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
So then I was like, well, no, you can't because I have a full-time job. Go ahead.
Did her mom do the earlier Adorn logo? Like when she was...
Well, I know her mom did the Isabel and Company logo. And then I think Jess did like the Adorn logo with like the arrow. But it was never really like intentionally designed. You know, she was just like, this little thing needs like a logo, something. So then she was, I think we went back and forth for a little bit about like, I was like, well, like I'm not really for hire, but what do you need? You know, I'm always like looking for that little side hustle. How can I create more work for myself? So I did end up doing a few like designs for, I honestly don't know if it was like immediately or a few months later. Anyways, that was like the very start of our conversation. Then in 2016, so yeah, this had to be 2015 when all that went down. 2016 ended up rebranding Hello Adorn. So from Adorn Jewelry Designs to Hello Adorn with the logo. It wasn't like a full branding project, really. It was just like, they just really wanted a logo. So it wasn't like super developed.
This is where the iconic disc half moon originated.
Yeah, so I was very inspired by the half moon bangle. Yeah.
The heart of the brand to this day.
Yeah.
To this day.
So that is the origin story. And then over the past years, it's just like obviously gotten more and more and more.
What did it look like between you going out on your own and working for Heyday?
Yeah. So in 2019 was when I said, August 2019, I was like, turned Heyday into a client and then opened up my doors for more clients. But before that, pretty much from 2015, 2016 until 2019, Jess would mostly just reach out for like very small projects. So she'd say, hey, we're going to do a buy one, get one for Black Friday. Could you put together some designs for that? And here's some imagery. And then I would just charge her my like design hourly rate. You know, it'd be like very small projects. We never really even talked on the phone or in person. It was all like emailing. She was always just really pleased with the work. You know, like I just never felt like she was like, oh, this wasn't what we were expecting. Like there was a few things where I started to get a look into like how much she cared about the social, because she'd say, oh, you use the photo with the model with the black t-shirt and that like doesn't really fit with our aesthetic or whatever. So some of those things were coming through like that early, but it was just really small projects, usually concentrated around Black Friday weekend. So, and when I started my own business, I was just like, I love Jess and the business. And it was small. It was just her, Adam, and Jenny at the time. And so I think 2019 was when I sent them all my services and they were just like, okay, cool. Like, we'll look at this. But like, in the meantime, like, can we just start doing some email marketing? And can you design some ads? So again, timeline is a little off here, but essentially we started working together a little bit more and I knew I was going to start this business. Like, I think I actually had created some ads in like April before this August. So April 2019, I want to say, was when I was doing some ad buying, and then started email marketing like in September. But they weren't really like, yeah, we want to bring you on like retainer and like have this whole, you know, like we're your client. We just want to like have some hours of your time, which was great. And then they were like, what if you joined us for a call? And I was like, getting closer to Black Friday. And I was like, sure. And then they were like, okay, wait, actually, we printed out, this is now like 4 months later, I think, they printed out my service offerings and then in pen crossed a bunch of stuff out and like added some stuff. And then Jess like sent me a picture of it and was like, could you do this? And I was like,
this is our contract. This is yes. Our contract signed. Yeah.
I was just like, yes. I will do anything. You know, I was so pumped. I remember telling my sister, I think I was home in Washington when this all like kind of happened. And I remember I was like, oh my God, like I sent them this so long ago and I kind of like forgot about it. And now they want to like work with me more. And like, ah.
Yeah. Over that time, I remember it may not have come through, but it was talked about a lot. I know it probably felt like they got it. And then 4 months later, but it was often, oh, okay, what should we, you know, it was brought up very often, like, how should we do this and when should we
fit that in?
So, well, that's fun. And then you didn't meet Jess, like you said, for a long time. And then you finally met Jess.
It was at Heyday. It was at a pop-up shop. We had started working together a little bit more at that time. So I'm not really remembering the date exactly, but her and Marla came to Bozeman for a pop-up at Heyday.
Jess's sister.
Oh yeah, Marla was there. I forgot. Yeah, yeah.
Yep, Jess's sister, who now is the shop queen. And I was so excited. I was just, oh my God, I'm gonna meet Jess. And it was busy. So it was like, you know, like we didn't really get to chat that much. She was like behind the counter, kind of like locked in. And so anyways, I got a few pieces of jewelry and that was fun to meet her. But her and Marla had like a full schedule.
I wanna know, what was the first piece of jewelry you bought from Hello Adorn?
Okay, I know what I bought at that pop-up, but I know I had bought stuff from Heyday earlier. I want to say tiny horseshoes.
Okay. Classic.
But I know that I bought the Supermoon necklace at the pop-up. Tiny. Not tiniest, but a smaller Supermoon necklace. And
3/4 inch, maybe?
Yeah, 3/4 inch. And then a tiny gemstone ring.
Oh my goodness. So,
yeah.
Black or clear crystal quartz.
clear crystal quartz, of course.
Oh, why did I even ask? My God.
Yeah, come on.
Unfortunately, that's now a retired piece, but you can still, Supermoon 3/4 inch is still available if you want to be like Kimmy.
There's a lot of pieces you could get to be like Kimmy. Like, a lot of the crew. There's plenty of options. You don't get to be like Kimmy, but you can get a taste. So yeah, you guys met. I remember because obviously you were excited, but so was Jess. Jess on social was like, finally met my crush, blah blah. I mean, it was a celebrity meeting a celebrity exciting situation. Yeah.
It was cool.
At what point in the process were you like, this is where I want to be devoting a lot of my attention, if not most of my attention?
Yeah, it felt like two things kind of came together at once, which was just creating more work for myself and more ideas, and my plate was getting more full at the same time that I was like, if I have a full to-do list, like Hello Adorn, even if it's not the highest priority, it's like what I want to spend time on. So that was kind of like the more like logical side of being like, okay, there's more work and I want to work on it. Wow. And then the other side of it was just like, obviously the culture piece of the brand and becoming like really, really great friends with Jess and Adam and Rich and then Lo and then all these, other, you know, employees and makers and like people associated with the business. Like when I go to Eau Claire, I'd, you know, meet the employees like families and friends and Jess's friends and loved Eau Claire and loved the studio. And, you know, like I love being part of a growing company too. I feel like that's like a little sweet spot for where I feel like I can have a lot of impact, which I like. So all these things together, it was just like this like flashing, like, this is where you should be, which is so crazy because, you know, I set out in 2019 starting my own business thinking I'm going to have like 6 clients and it's going to be awesome and make all this money, do my own thing, making my own schedule. And then like it clearly became like 3 big clients and then it became kind of like 2 and now it's 1. So I'm sort of back to like square one. Like I don't own a marketing business. I'm an employee of Hello Adorn.
Would you call that square one? I think we've jumped to a new square.
Not square one, 6. But like, yeah, which is kind of cool to realize like I'm actually not, I do much better with my focus on like one thing, maybe 2, but right. Yeah.
All right. Well, you named a few things, but if you had to narrow it down, 3 favorite things about being part of the Hello Adorn fam.
Okay. My favorite thing about Hello Adorn, being on the Hello Adorn team is, I'm going to go really broad.
Yeah. Keep it broad. One, go specific, whatever you want.
1, the team, the people. 2, the brand aesthetic. And 3, the jewelry. I was really trying not to say that.
That's a great lead into the next question. What are your current 5 fave pieces?
Okay.
5 faves. Endless bracelets, Herkimer diamond choker, teeny tiny ball studs, tiny twist.
Love.
And swing studs.
What's your Hello Adorn piece that you never take off?
A tiny twist in my left 2nd piercing and a tiny twist in my kind of like upper or like lower cartilage upper lobe on my right ear, and then kind of rotate the other piercings.
Oh, but those are always to be found.
Yeah, and then usually a choker. Like right now I have the teardrop gemstone choker on, but Herkimer choker, this, or Maeve choker, you'll always find me in those. And endless bracelets because they don't come off. So
I always associate you. You must not wear this one anymore, but I feel like I always associate you with a barrel choker. You were a big barrel fan for a while.
I was a big barrel fan for a while. Now I like a little gemstone, you know?
So we want to hear about Ski Like a Girl or Slag, as the people in the know know. And I believe in that answering of, we might get into some of the exotic travels that have been taking place. But, you know, maybe that's unrelated, so maybe not. But the people who haven't seen, and Hello Adorn, I mean, Hello Adorn is filled with Slag super fans. Two of them are on this call right now. I don't think there's one among that isn't. But anyway, lots of Slag gear floating around. So let's hear all about the brand that is sweeping the nation, including, we got to talk about the recent, you know what I'm talking about. So we'll get to that. But anyway, hit us with the basics.
I don't really know where to start with this one, but Ski Like a Girl is my brand that is primarily community based. So just kind of a movement, I would say, of empowering women and girls to get out on the mountain wherever they are at in life. So whether that's as a young ripper, low center of gravity with parents out there, or like me, I learned to ski when I was 21, still young, still agile, or older or younger or somewhere in between, or had never seen snow or ski, snowboard, whatever it may be. So mostly just like a platform to like encourage that, and also host events and get involved in like the ski community and getting more females out there via, you know, sponsoring those people, using my ambassadors. I have 5 of them this season to take girls out skiing.
The ambassador program is so fun to watch.
Yeah, so fun. And also like selling merch, making and selling merch, because in the end, that feels like what people are most stoked about, is to wear something or stick a sticker on their helmet or gift something to someone they know who would love to rock Ski Like a Girl and be like proud to rep Skiing Like a Girl. And there's been a couple people who have given me really good definitions of what Ski Like a Girl means. Yeah. So like, you know, I my response typically, because, you know, you always get asked, what does skiing like a girl mean? I just say it means skiing however you want. But someone recently said, we all know that skiing like a girl really means skiing like a badass, which I really liked. Yeah.
Ooh.
And yeah, that came from like a gay man too. So I was like, that makes me thrilled.
And the ambassador program, the other thing that's really fun to watch, well, it's all very fun to watch. I don't even know how to not just talk about this forever, but the ambassador program is super fun to watch, as well as some of the other stuff, because just the accessibility part of it, like when you don't know someone who you get to a certain age or whatever, and it's not as right there in front of you, and like what you're doing and what your ambassador's doing to educate people on resources to find out, or taking people for the first time, and like, you know, the teach a person to fish kind of metaphor, just like getting them out there so they're like, oh, this is doable. I can like, I know, I just needed a couple of, I just needed to get through this barrier kind of thing. So it's pretty fun to
yeah,
watch.
What an intimidating sport to approach, yeah, for one. And not not a low barrier to entry as far as costs and getting there. I mean, it's easy once you have it down, but I even remember even like a year, 2-3 years into it being like, oh my God, it's so much work to get to go skiing. So
yeah. And if you don't have that network to like help, like you're just like, I don't know, maybe I'm just not going to bother. Yeah.
What's advice, a piece of advice you would give your 21-year-old skier self?
Yeah, I would tell myself, because this is like a personal thing I went through, to go get fitted for boots. I wore boots 2 sizes too big for years. Ooh. And when I got fitted boots, it changed my skiing. I was all of a sudden like, oh my God, I'm good at this.
So it's like, so you would, took the weights off the back.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, totally. Right.
Okay, I am going to take that advice. I went skiing with some friends last Friday and I borrowed someone's boots and I pulled them out of the car and the boot was about half or the right boot was about half filled with cat food. And it turns out that a mouse, it had been sitting in their basement, and a mouse had like carried this cat food and filled up this boot over the winter. So I dumped out the cat food and then put it on my foot, and it was fine.
Kimmy, speaking for Ski Like a Girl right now, would you recommend that as a means of equipment storage, as some kind of preservation technique, or how do you feel about cat food
in your boots is typically the way to go.
Okay.
It keeps it dry.
And if you don't have cat food,
dog food, bird food, I don't know.
So you're just in the parking lot low dumping cat food out onto the cat food hoarded by a mouse into a boot.
And then I put the boots, thought I got all the cat food out, put the boots on. And, you know, also as someone who's like not a skier, putting boots on, it's like a lot of work, you know, I'm like not used to that. And I get them all the way on and I felt just like two pebbles rolling around in my boot. But I was like, we're going to go for it. We're just going to see what happens.
Left them on? So all day, two pebbles of cat food.
I left the two pebbles in.
Yeah. Totally.
Kind of a reminder of where it came from, you know.
Bring that food along for the ride. It's been sitting there for far too long. Show it some action.
Take it somewhere,
oh,
you know?
Oh, boy.
My favorite part about Ski Like... Well, I have a lot of favorite parts about Ski Like a Girl, but Kimmy launched these amazing beanies this past fall, all kinds of different colors. Kimmy, what's your favorite color of beanie right now?
Changes all the time, but white is my favorite right now.
Oh, yeah. Best part about the white beanie is as soon as you made them, and you were like, these are our pray for snow beanies. Kimmy is now wearing one now. And then what happened? Boom, snow right away.
I know.
It worked.
Pray for snow beanies.
So this has been quite a season. Where all have you been this ski season? 2021, 2022.
Finally, yes. Tell us where you've been. Where are you?
Where'd you go? Where are you going?
I decided to take Ski Like a Girl like on the road this winter. And just travel around and have events wherever I'm going, which was a lot more work to plan once winter had already gotten started. So I've had less events than I thought, but they've been epic and will continue to be epic this month. So technically kicked off ski season in Bozeman, had a few days in Big Sky, and snow was like very, very light. So in December, I went out to Washington State, where I'm from, and I didn't learn to ski until I was an adult, like I said. So I had never really skied the mountains back in Washington. I grew up in Olympia, so the closest mountain is like 2 to 3 hours away with traffic. So it's also not like a lot of people ski who grew up in Olympia, but it's definitely not like an easy trek up to the mountain. So I went back there and skied Stevens Pass and Crystal Mountain, which are near Seattle. And then after that, I drove down to Colorado and hit all the good spots. So Winter Park for a week, Steamboat Springs for almost 2 weeks, and then was in Summit County, which is like my favorite place, for a week. Home of Outer Range Brewing.
Not to give too much. What can we say about that?
We can drop some hints.
We could say
about Ski Like a Girl beer dropping.
It may or may not be coming out. We may or may not have just seen the label this morning.
Yeah.
The work in progress label.
Yeah.
If you're lucky enough to get your hands on that.
I've become really great friends with a brewery in Frisco, Colorado, which is in Summit County called Outer Range. And they've been huge supporters of Ski Like a Girl, and I've been huge supporters of their beer because I love it. And so it's just working out, you know, it's like a very mutually beneficial relationship. And so now I'm in Utah, but February I was in Bozeman preparing for this trip. So I'm in Utah for 3 weeks and going to ski around here and have a big event for International Women's Day. And then
weekend. When is that?
Tuesday night. So
Tuesday.
Next week.
Okay.
Yep. Right. And yeah, my sister's coming into town.
Can you tell us what you have on deck for that day?
So my sister's flying into town tonight and I'm going to teach her how to ski this weekend. So she's coming this weekend to help me out. But on Tuesday, we are going to Fisher Brewing and we have a pop-up shop with lots of really cool gear, lots of exclusive, kind of like bright, springy stuff. And then a panel discussion featuring a couple athletes and another gal who's in the ski industry too, but she is a film producer. So Isla Mott is her name. Jacqueline Pollard is a pro skier. And Kat Yu is one of the Ski Like a Girl ambassadors and a badass on skis and does lots of backcountry. So they're on the panel and I'll be moderating it. We're going to talk about girl power, energy in the ski world and the ups and downs and how to get more girls out there. And in this community, it feels like so powerful. But when you step back and look at the big picture, it's still very much women are underrepresented in pretty much every aspect of skiing, especially to like the public eye. So just to chat a little bit about that, hopefully encourage some people to get out there. And then we have some films too. So we'll go pop-up panel, pop-up again, get beer for an hour or whatever, chat, and then inside the brewery. So that'll all be outside. And then inside to close out the evening, we're going to show three films. They're all short, but yeah, it'll just, no one will have to like sit down and shut up and watch, but it'll be just like a fun closer. So.
And then really close it out with the classic Ski Like a Girl dance party that that's becoming
yeah,
notorious.
We'll see. We'll see the how the brewery is.
See what the vibe is.
They're pouring beers till 11 p.m., so you never know.
Oh, okay.
Ain't no Montana. Lo was really a big part of the dance party, so we'll see. But yeah.
I love a dance party. Can you watch this panel? Is this going to be streamed? Can you watch this or do you need to be
in person?
It's an in-person exclusive. Yeah.
That's fair. Don't stress giving out and be like, oh, yeah. Am I supposed to be doing this live?
That's what no. I was like, I would love to stream this, but like maybe the next one. It's a lot of firsts happening. So yeah.
Before we move off of Ski Like a Girl, we got to talk about the call out, the recent call out.
Chelsea Handler, rocking Ski Like a Girl.
Incredible.
Handler.
So
yeah.
Cool.
So I follow Chelsea Handler. I love her. Like, I have read a couple of her books and used to watch Chelsea Lately, and she's just a riot. Like, she's so herself, no fucks given. Love it. And she was seen in my Ski Like a Girl gear on her Instagram story on her birthday last weekend. And so many people sent it my way, and I was just like fangirling so hard and screenshotting. And then it was kind of like, you know, what do you do? I messaged her on both accounts and to thank her for rocking my gear, but I think it was a gift. And so she, you know, I never heard back from her, which is fine. She has 4 million followers and probably does not have anything to do with her DM request folder. I can yeah. only imagine, like, being in social media, I'm like, yeah, this is a long shot.
You're running the numbers, like 4 million. Okay, so probably it's, 38.
It's worth
DMs
shooting your shot,
second.
Though.
Yeah, yeah. Got to shoot my shot, like Lo said. And then what was really cool is a few days later, she posted that picture on her grid. So now it's like a post. And my friends just rallied so hard for me. They all went to the page and like commented, Ski Like a Girl, or like tag Ski Like a Girl. Like, you know, it just blew up. And yeah, so I mean, I don't know that there's anything more there, hopefully. Like, I think we could be friends. Like, I think we could ski together.
Okay, I want to be in your head at that moment when you saw her post on her story. What was your first thought?
Definitely like a true moment of like kind of disbelief. Like, I don't know that I've ever felt like the feeling like this is so surreal. Like, not imposters, but like almost like me being like creating Ski Like a Girl and stuff just kind of like was like floating way out in the distance. Like, I was just looking at her like wearing this t-shirt and just being like, whoa. and then I was just like, that's mine. Like, that's my baby. Like, oh my God. And then I'd like go to her profile and be like, oh my God, like Chelsea Handler. Like, and then more people started sending it to me pretty quickly. And I pretty much couldn't function. Like, I had no focus. I was just like, every few minutes, I was just like, oh my God. And like, what's going to happen? You know, like, what's going to come out of this? And like, yeah. So I definitely was like in disbelief. I would say that was sort of the core feeling. Yeah.
But moving into back to Eau Claire, which I would say Kimmy's, would you call her an honorary resident at this point, Lo? I mean, she spent enough time there now that like,
yes.
The mayor of Eau Claire was like, yes, she is. right? The mayor came down last time, right?
One of our own.
A semi-local, an honorary local, you know, like an honorary degree kind of deal. Eau Claire, what are the things people need to know about Eau Claire from your unique perspective of being an honorary and almost resident at point?
People need to know that Eau Claire has like a really cool arts and culture vibe that was unexpected. And I would say I probably haven't even really like soaked that up just due to like, there isn't that many events right now and, you know, shows and stuff like that. So I'm sure I've only gotten like a small taste of that, but, you know, highlights of like the farmer's market and there's music as you walk downtown and yeah, just like a fun art scene. You know, there's like murals around and it's like, it reminds me of like that perfect spot between like a town and a city where you get like a lot of city benefits, but it doesn't feel like you're in a big city. My three gems of Eau Claire, of course, it's all food and drink.
Let's hear it.
Because what else would it be?
That's what people want. That's what the people want.
The Brewing Project.
Yeah.
I love grabbing some beers there. Ooh. I love ECDC and their maple pumpkin lattes any time of year. Don't stop making those. And then I love the livery because I've pretty much made it there every trip and have showed up in a variety of ways at the livery, but it has always showed up for me.
Okay, so into the thing that people need to know about. Five things Kimmy is currently vibing with. Hellodorn, not Hellodorn, no rules, just right.
Yes.
Outback Steakhouse.
Anything.
None of it's Hellodorn. I'm vibing heavily with Hellodorn, but it, okay. Yeah.
That goes without saying, right. It's assumed.
It's assumed. It's the baseline. Right. You're always vibing with Hellodorn.
One of my top five things, which I wasn't even thinking about the informalist, but is a charcuterie board lunch.
Ooh.
Cheese. With cheese.
Tell me more. What are we putting on here?
Okay, my go-to is some apple slices, pistachios, shelled, like buying the really expensive $8 pack so I don't have to shell them. Salami of some sort or like some cured meat. Mm-hmm. I just got this like really good balsamic cheese, like kind of marbled balsamic, like maybe it's kind of like a hard cheese, white cheddar. I don't know. I'll have to look. But cheese and then a little goat cheese, a little soft goat cheese, and then these like naan crisps. So they're like little mini pita crisps. And they're from the same brand of naan that I'm like obsessed with, which I can't think of right now. So we'll put that in the show notes. And what else? What am I missing? I feel like, these pickles that are from Bozeman. Like homemade in Belgrade, ooh, Montana, and they're just like sweet and garlicky, but they're like chips, like pickle chips. So that's it.
Yum.
And it's beautiful.
Okay, so take me back to the first thing on this list. What kind of apples? Fuji.
Or no. Whoa, jazz. Why did I say Fuji?
Whoa.
Jazz. I thought you were going to say, whoa, red delicious.
All right. Jazz apples are all the rage.
Jazz is the preferred apple.
All right, we have to move into thing two. And the reason is we have a hard stop.
Oh, yeah.
And we need to get to defend or tell. That's a must. So we have to.
Oh, my God. Yes.
I'm going to run so much. And we don't about. I get you no explanation on any more of these. I'm going to rapid fire. Okay. Police five panels. TikTok.
Say that again.
Police five panels.
Police five panels. Okay.
Which I didn't learn. This does need a little explanation because I didn't know what this was until Ski Like a Girl. What is a five panel?
It's a hat. With five panels on it.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Moving on. Thing
TikTok.
Three.
Really? Okay. TikTok's making it in.
Just
I
general
burn
TikTok.
About 45
I have to ask one quick follow up question. What is like the specific rabbit hole of like TikTok videos you're into right now?
What is the fire like, hose?
What's being
of
served to you?
Giving serving up.
Skiing right now.
Right.
Yeah. But TikTok husband is probably my guilty pleasure right now.
It's doing exactly what it was
TikTok
designed
husband?
To. It's taking over. TikTok. It's getting TikTok getting some husband. Time.
Yep.
All right. Thing four.
Monday.com.
Whoa.
That's Monday.com.
Get your this Monday. To... would be so different months ago.
Yep.
Get your team to collaborate. Make your projects, et cetera, et cetera. Monday.com. Use code HelloAdorn at checkout. It won't, nothing will happen. But if they start seeing it enough, maybe they'll be like, hey, we should do something about this.
Not great, sponsored. Great maybe. And then last thing, I'm vibing with always having background noise.
Ooh, tell me more, like music?
Yeah,
or
music.
Brown noise, white noise?
Music from okay. wake up to like 6 p.m. TV after okay. that. And white noise to go to bed. It's nonstop.
A real three-course menu.
Have you heard of brown noise?
No. Yeah, I don't love the sound of that.
I want you, instead of going to sleep to white noise... Instead of going to sleep to white noise tonight, I want you to go to sleep to brown noise and tell me you have a better
night's
sleep.
Is it the sound of like, for example, a garbage truck like driving through your street and be like, "Yeah, move the cans!" Like, is it that kind of thing?
No. It's like the same concept as white noise. It's just like less high and tinny. It's like a warmer sounding
brown noise.
Why it's like
did
a hug.
They call it that?
I didn't know that white noise had a definition that meant it had to be like high in tone. I've heard what I consider white noise on all ranges.
It's kind of white noise is kind of like metallic-y.
What?
Brown noise is like smooth.
Okay. Okay. Anyway. I don't know where to. Okay.
Okay.
Link to brown
Link
noise.
Link to the 12-hour brown noise
whoever,
video in show notes.
Whoever coined that needs to take it off the coin and put something else on the coin. But
yeah.
We'll see. All right. So before we get into where we really want to go, which is our favorite recurring game, defend or tell. Quick answer to Lowe's carbs question from the week. Do you know what the question was?
What's the flavor I don't like?
A taste you do not like. We've talked about some tastes you do like, but a taste you don't like.
The flavor / taste I don't like is any like. Okay, Lo and I got really deep into this, so I'm going to try to tighten it up, but pretty much fruit flavors.
Rich, what's your answer to
that?
Oh,
yeah, you know what? I should have thought about my answer. I think the thing that came to me was, which I haven't had in a really long time, but banana runts, which I saw a kind of funny meme about a while ago where it was like the person who came up with the flavor, and they were like, here's the banana flavor. And he was like, oh, have you ever had banana before? And the guy's like, no. And he's like, me neither. It's probably right. Go ahead and send it out. And so that seems right. And not only does it not taste like banana, it tastes like something that never should have been created in whatever lab it was created in. So that's my memory anyway. All right. And then jewelry spotlight. And then we got
part two.
And then we got to hit it. What's the jewelry? What's Kimmy excited about right now?
The jewelry spotlight for me is I'm excited about something we launched last year and I didn't get on the bandwagon, but the season's coming around, which is okay. Anklets.
Oh, anklets.
I'm ready.
Wow. This is news. This is breaking. This is yep. going to break.
Kimmy, I'm
ready
I love that.
For some anklets.
How?
Which?
Have you, yeah. what do you have your eyes on?
I'm
Which one are you going to get?
Like two and maybe an endless.
Okay.
So three. Okay. Yeah. Definitely Harper and Stevie and then an endless one. Probably Janice? Which is a Maeve chain. Yeah.
I love that. I've been thinking a lot about anklets too. Yeah, I was not into it last year, but something about
Me
them this
too.
Year. I don't know.
I feel you.
I'm kind of thinking a Harper on one ankle and a Harper on the other ankle.
Whoa.
Two Harpers, different ankles.
That's kind of a statement.
Well, what do we got here? A little surprise interruption. Why is that? Well, we want to say thank you for listening to the podcast. You're one of the early people listening to the first few episodes. So to thank you, we wanted to give you a discount code. So go to helloadorn.com, use code PODSQUAD at checkout and get 20% off your next purchase. That's PODSQUAD, 20% off next purchase. Expires May 31st. Okay, thanks again. Back to the show.
So now we move into defend or tell, which I'll be honest with you, Lo and I have already decided that no matter which you pick, we've rigged the game. The game's rigged.
You don't really have a choice.
We really do let the person pick, and then they do whichever door they opened. But game's rigged here. So you can choose A or B, but it doesn't matter. There's the same thing under both behind both doors. Defend or tell is the game where you either have to defend an opinion that you have stated either publicly or in private that we're not respecting, or we make you tell a story that we are aware of, which I wish we had time for both, but we'll come back to that as well. Recently, Jess told a story that Kimmy actually tipped us off on about her being pulled aside by the TSA
bomb squad.
Someone, the bomb squad, for a gluten-free muffin mix that she was for some reason traveling around with. And so anyway, Kimmy, A or B?
God. Hey,
great. Okay. A. So
such a baited question.
All right. So you need to first explain unpack this the opinion you have about fruit and warm fruit. And then what that means, and then you need to defend.
I knew
it. Yeah, you need to defend that because Lo was horrified to hear it. I was horrified to hear it. Let's hear it. State the case. See,
Lo, you know, springing a question on me, what is a flavor that you don't like? And okay. I wanted to say I don't like pie. Or like that was kind of like the first thing that came to mind. but that's not correct.
But initially you didn't say pie. You said warm fruit.
Yeah.
Or hot fruit.
So this is where my mind was like, I was like, well, I don't like apple pie or like a berry pie or whatever. So then I was like, a flavor I don't like is hot fruit, cooked fruit. Then it became cooked fruit. And then Lo continued to like drag me down this path of like, well, what about this? And what about that? And I was like, I don't like fruit in anything that's not like just a raw, like I just peeled an orange and ate it, or I just sliced an apple and ate it. Like, I don't like fruit to be manipulated into like some other thing, like in a scone or in a muffin. Or
so a blueberry muffin is get out
no
of here.
Pick
if I had a whole table full of like pastries and pie and like cooked fruit things, I would probably grab the blueberry muffin if I had to grab something and could probably eat it, but I like kind of pick around it. I don't really like raisins or like craisins.
Now, if you had to defend this, obviously very subjective, but if you had to defend this wild statement that these are all bad foods, you just described a table that most people would be like, oh, wow, take me there. And for you, you're like, ugh, how do I navigate this? I have to have something on this table? I guess I'll have that muffin and I'll eat around the thing. How would you, if you had to defend and say, here's where I'm coming from, how would you bring us around?
I would say I'm healthier for not liking cooked fruit. And it's a lot of sugar. And because also when you cook fruit, you usually add a fuck ton of sugar to it. Also, sorry, that's a potty mouth.
Listen, we came at you very aggressively.
Okay, so I would defend it by saying like I'm a healthier human.
Okay.
Haha. LOL.
With an eye
roll.
My beer
fired.
Consumption. Okay. Yeah. I don't know how to defend it. Like, I like other pies that are like pecan or pumpkin. I enjoy pastries that aren't fruit. Like if they're like savory or if they're like cinnamony. You know, like a good cinnamon roll.
Key lime pie?
No.
No. Okay. lemon meringue pie.
Nothing lemon. Actually, lemon is the worst.
Lemon is out of
one.
Get out like, of here, lemon.
A okay. Lemon bar.
What about like strawberry shortcake? Like when it's not baked
like
into it,
like
strawberry is just on the top of a piece
and, like,
of shortcake.
Fresh strawberries and whipped cream? Sure.
Because there's a separation and because the fruit hasn't been cooked.
anytime you like make a syrup, like strawberry, anytime you cook it, I'm telling you, I'm not gonna be into it.
What about jam?
Sometimes I like red pepper jelly. Like I like spicy jam. Have you ever had that?
I've had, so it's a fruit jam with that it has like jalapenos or some sort of spicy. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll down a PB&J.
That's a cooked fruit, but it's
this is true.
Okay. I'm not it's trying to like find, I'm really just trying to find where the lines.
Yeah.
Are. All right. Well, I don't think we got any closer to understanding it, but we know more about it and we'll come to terms someday. All right. Now we're going to close out with one of our favorite games around here, which is Guess That Review. I'm going to read the review. You're going to guess I'm going to read the 5-star review from peeled fresh from helloadorn.com. And you're going to guess what product they are describing. Okay. So kicking it off, Liesl, I think is how you would say that. Headline, shiny exclamation point. Okay. Cute, comfortable, bohemian. I never knew my ears could look so pretty. Not a whole lot to go on there. I know. Wide sweeping. So.
And a peace sign.
That's right. A peace sign and a big smiley face. So we'll give it a slight narrowing and say that it is something that perhaps doesn't need a piercing.
Double up cuff.
She said double up cuff. It is not double up cuff.
Beaded cuff.
This won't count. Beaded cuff.
Close.
It is the beaded ear cuff. Lo is disgusted. I normally don't give anywhere close to that amount of a hint, but Lo is horrified.
Well, thank you.
But all right, so 0-1, but these are tough. These are
good
tough.
Good job.
But Ruth Ann says, beautiful, exclamation point. I wear a rose gold wedding band, and I'm delighted to have this beautiful set to adorn my other hand.
Bally Trio and rose gold.
Nailed it. Nailed it.
Oh, gimme. We got to get a buzzer for this
just
game.
Just like a sound bite. Ding,
yeah.
Ding?
Yeah.
Or...
Yeah,
we'll add that sure. In post.
You hear that, company? You can throw that in. All right. Catherine says, perfect. Sturdy yet delicate in appearance. Love the hammered look. One of my favorite rings. 5 stars.
Okay. I think we are talking about, the hammered look. That should help, but there's so many hammered rings. I'm going to say wrap ring?
No. Second guess?
Supermoon ring?
No, I'm afraid that was the Clio.
Think more, Clio. More delicate.
Okay, that was a tough one.
That was a hard one. You're gonna oh my goodness, Kimmy, we're wearing them on the same finger. Oh,
index Clios, index.
But Clio do you have these nails? Okay. I don't think so.
I do not, and I'm
all right.
So
this
jealous.
This one, hopefully a little bit of a slam dunk, but I just love that there's a review. Holly writes. $1 to avoid an exchange process. Could you possibly guess what it might be?
The ring sizer.
I don't know how you got it. I don't know how you got it. But I love seeing a 5-star review for a ring sizer.
Yeah, me too. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's nice. We don't get enough reviews for the ring sizer, and it deserves it. It saves a lot of people trouble.
Wait, it has 11 5-star reviews? That's amazing.
I was just looking at that. Also, I love the ring sizer. I keep it in my purse. I love the concept of keeping a ring sizer in your purse.
You're out at a bar. You're out to dinner, and someone's like, "Oh, there's these great. I have a great ring, but what size are you?" And like, "Oh, I don't remember." So I mean, you needed a pinch. Okay, Carly says, "Perfect." Another perfect headline. Love these little beauties. I have been looking for earring options without a back for a while now and stumbled upon these. I put them in the day I got them and haven't taken them out since.
Okay. That really does narrow it down, but I'm going to go with.
Don't overthink it.
Easy tiny hoop.
That's a hint.
Tiny twists.
Okay.
Tiny twists.
I just felt like that was too obvious. You wouldn't give me a tiny twist review.
We gotta. They show up too often. You can't avoid them. You can't avoid them. All right. That was our second favorite game. First favorite game. That was one of our favorite games, and truly one of our favorite guests. We thank Kimmy once again for joining us. What a pleasure. She will be back many times over. We've got many things we didn't get to, and we'll be back. And now with the closing, how do you want to close this one out, Lo? Do you want to try?
How we always do?
Yep, which has been different every time. So let's close it out how we always do, which is different.
Okay. 5, 6, 7, 8. Thank you.
That was jewelry and stuff. Don't forget to subscribe and set to auto download.
And if you liked it, leave us a 5-star review.
We may read it on a future episode, so say something interesting.
Yeah, mention your favorite jewelry pieces, favorite cereal, favorite meal you're making when you're trying to impress someone, favorite building facade texture, favorite verb, favorite album to listen to on Groundhog's Day, whatever you got, send it our way.
It's Groundhog's Day? Okay.
Until next time.